This sounds like a science fiction movie, but it's real, and the chamber's hosting a forum about this. Now, it's my understanding that unmanned systems have a whole range of applications, but what is the business community excited about, Brent, when it comes to possibly bringing this technology to the area?
Well, it's undeniable that there's capability there, and the market forecasts predict a $13 billion industry when the FAA is able to regulate it and figure out some of the standards and open up the skies for commercial drone use. And sometimes we like to call it unmanned systems. I'm not passionate about the word.
Why is that?
Well, with drones, and I heard a piece earlier in your news broadcast this morning about it was used for killing a terrorist. And so there's an image problem with drones.
People associate drones with our military dropping bombs on countries in the Middle East.
That's exactly right. And so as a result, we recognize that problem. And so with the December 17th event is to emphasize the commercial applications, the disaster use applications. And there's a whole host of other things that these things can be used for, this technology. Unfortunately, with the privacy debate, the drone debate, it's hard to punch through that to get people to recognize there's more uses for this than killing terrorists.
Sure. Now, Amazon caused quite a splash over Thanksgiving when the CEO of Amazon, Jeff Bezos, says he'd like to use drones to deliver packages right to people's homes. What are some of the other potential uses for this technology?
And we're very thankful for that piece from Amazon that really started to turn the conversation towards the potential uses for drones. And with this technology, that's certainly capable. You can pick up a package today and deliver it somewhere, a small package. However, the infrastructure is not there to support that. The FAA has many things to work through to make sure the skies are safe for something like to happen. So until then, commercial use for drones is limited. You can't fly a drone today legally. It's illegal. So we're looking at applications for public use, which today the FAA allows. For public safety, you could use it for disaster response.
How would it work?
Well, imagine a Sandy-like hurricane with mass destruction. One of the things the drone could provide is information, usable information that's relevant. And so in dealing with mass destruction, you would want to know where to put your resources first, how to allocate them, where to put your teams on the ground to clear debris so you can restore services sooner. Another example is for fire response. I know we don't deal with wildfires here in this area, but across the nation, imagine a fire team that was able to have a bird's eye view of what's happening around them to provide them situational awareness.
And if you're just joining the program, the Jacks Chamber is hosting an event next week. It's called the Unmanned Systems Forum, looking at the potential to bring drone technology to the First Coast. What are your questions? What are your comments? We'll go to the phones in just a moment at 549-2937. I know that this technology has been discussed with regard to farming. We've talked about Amazon. We've talked about public safety. Some law enforcement agencies in Florida have indicated they want to use drones, and that's controversial because some see the need. Some see the danger of aggressive surveillance, and they worry about privacy. On the other hand, law enforcement says this could really help them in the event of an emergency. It seems to cut both ways.
It does, and it's a tool in their toolbox for law enforcement. Right now, the state of Florida has laws on the book that says it's called the Freedom from Unwarranted Surveillance Act, which prevents any drones to be used in a law enforcement capacity unless you have a search warrant, and unless there's some extreme circumstances like a terrorist attack or a search and rescue or imminent danger. So as a consequence, any law enforcement agency that has even including Fish and Wildlife, they have a law enforcement piece to them. There's concern that they can't use them for counting marine mammals or for invasive species or things like that. And so we're looking at trying to bring that law back into something more reasonable so that law enforcement can use these things. With the privacy concerns, the Fourth Amendment provides certainly protection for your in some search and seizure issues. You can use these things for many applications for law enforcement. I think if you can save a life with a police officer in a scenario where he's put in harm's way, putting a drone in place of him instead of putting him in harm's way would be certainly advantageous.
So this technology is certainly in its infancy. As you look down the road 10, 20 years, how do you see it being used? How do you see it being incorporated into people's daily lives?
Well, I think the forecasts predict that agriculture will be one of the predominant uses. Around 80% of the initial use for commercial drones would be for farmers to take a look at their fields, their crops, and I'll use the strawberry field as an example. Imagine the ability to fly overhead of the field and find the blighted areas that maybe need more pesticide or more herbicide, or the area that's not receiving enough irrigation. That would save time, that would save money, that would reduce the amount of chemical use. I think he would be able to use his time more wisely rather than having to drive the fields and look for the strawberry crops that have problems, and he can harvest sooner. He can look at the areas that could be harvested right now. And so there's a lot of potential, and unfortunately it's being hindered by some of these privacy issues and some of these regulatory issues.
Privacy and regulatory hurdles, those are the two main barriers your industry, I assume, would have to get past.
Exactly.
For further implementation.
And some technical, there's some overlap. The FAA has their challenges in trying to figure out everything from a small drone that can be held in your hand to a large drone that's as big as a manned aircraft. How do you regulate that? How do you create standards for pilot certification and training? How do you fly that same aircraft in the airspace that's shared by manned aircraft? Right now, there's not technology to allow for sense and avoid, where if I'm a pilot, so if I'm flying, I'm looking outside, I'm not going to hit something, I'm flying while I'm flying, but if I'm in a drone, I have to create technology to be able to replicate that capability for something that's unmanned.
And what are your questions about drone technology possibly coming to the First Coast as the Chamber hosts a forum on this next week? 549-2937. Let's go to Bruce in St. Augustine. Hi, Bruce. Thanks for your call. Good morning.
Good morning. I'd like to make a few comments about the commercial use of unmanned aircraft. I'm in the construction business, and the potential uses of a drone are endless in our business. Often we have to look at a property or a construction site, and we are limited to Google, and it would be so nice if we want to see progress, how much progress our crew has made, we could send a drone up there. If they cause a problem, the drone can be there. If we are going to a new site and we have no way how to get in there because it's wooded, it's swampy, the drone would be so helpful. I mean, the applications are just endless.
Thanks for the call, Bruce. Let's go to John on the West Side. Hey, John, how are you doing?
Hey, Melissa, thanks for taking the call. Great show.
Thanks.
Listen, I am a personal drone owner myself. I have a small one.
Really?
It's got a little camera on it, and I can fly it around my neighborhood. But watching television news recently, it occurred to me that these guys are trapped behind police lines. They're not able to get us footage or themselves footage of what's really going on at the actual site because of police lines. Now, nobody ever complains about helicopters covering news. You see it all the time, you know, even car chases. O.J. Simpson, think of that, you know. They don't ever say, no, you can't get there because you're using aerial observation. So I called local Channel 12, forgive me for using their name, but I asked a producer, I said, have y'all considered this? She actually told me, yeah, we've considered it, but there was a law passed recently about the law enforcement using the drones. And I went and looked at that law, and there is no mention of broadcast or television news gathering or anything like that in that law. It specifically speaks to law enforcement, like y'all already brought up.
Okay.
And
yeah.
So my interest is the broadcast stations need to get behind this.
I bet they'd like to. Thanks for that suggestion, John. Brent, what does the statute say, and how broadly is it applied?
Well, I'd love to see WJZT get a drone and fly it around.
Why don't you go out and fundraise for us?
But it would be illegal. We cannot.
It's against
the
law.
That's right. So any for-profit use is illegal. And you'll see occasional pop-up uses for it. Realty companies use it to take really cool pictures of their homes. I saw one at a major college football game during their spring game. But it's bottom line, it's illegal. If you make a dollar off it, you cannot use it.
And the reasoning for that is?
The FAA is trying to put a lid on it. Right now, there's concern that if everybody goes out and tries to use these things, it's going to wreak havoc with our public
safety.
We'll
just have drones all over the skies, and it could result in injury, death, mayhem, et cetera. That's their concern?
Right. And so we preach compliancy, and let's wait for this to work itself out. Now, regarding the police example, yes, here's the craziness about the current law. If I'm a police helicopter, I'm flying my manned helicopter, and there's no expectation of privacy, and I'm flying my mission, let's say it's in a public area, if I land that helicopter, get out and walk over to my squad car, launch my drone from my police car, it's illegal. I need a search warrant before I do that.
Here's an email from Rita. What's the career outlook for drone pilots? My 14-year-old son is interested in this. Is there a local drone plane association or club?
Yes. The Aeromodeling AMA is an RC club. There's a couple fields in the Jacksonville area. You're welcome to join that and fly your RC vehicle. Frank Peterson High School in Duval County Public School System has an aviation program, which they have a drone element to it. So I think that's wonderful that they're thinking about that capability, because I would advocate to my middle school's son that he gets dual qualified. He understands how to fly manned aircraft, but at the same time prepare for that future when it eventually turns into some unmanned with manned.
Interesting. And in the meantime, the Chamber is holding a forum on this. It's the Unmanned Systems Forum. It's coming up on the 17th, 8 a.m., at the Hyatt Regency Jacksonville Riverfront, a fascinating topic. And Brent, thanks for joining us with more about it. We appreciate it.
Thank you.
Brent Clavon is a program manager with the Aviation Systems Engineering Company, offices in Jacksonville. Again, the Chamber's Unmanned Systems Forum coming up next week on the 17th, 8 a.m. at the downtown Hyatt.